Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva of Days of Our Lives, my friends. This is Terry. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva of Dole. And please go check out our blog, divaofdole.com. That's divaofdole.com. And there you're going to find tons and tons and tons and tons of stuff of from the Day of Days event from last Saturday. We have clips. We have pictures. All types of fascinating stuff. Our clips have interviews with the actors. And also I have the preview picks up for next week and the promo. And before I forget, we are interviewing Patsy Peace this coming Thursday. It's at 7 p.m. Eastern, so that is earlier than our normal start time. Because Patsy wanted the show that was earlier. So be sure to check that out and call in and talk to Patsy. She's a riot. I don't know how else to say it. Patsy's so sweet and so much fun. Yeah, we love talking to her. And it'll be after her episodes air on days. Her episodes air on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And unless you're really, really dumb, Patsy plays Kimberly Brady on the show. And I just love Patsy, and I've always loved Kim and Shane, so we're looking forward to that. Blog, you can follow us there. We have an e-newsletter you can sign up for. Also, there's a Google Plus page you can find there. Facebook, Diva Days, and our fan page is Diva Days of Our Lives. And follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, and also you can subscribe to our iTunes page. So tonight we have Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
And we have Miss Anna.
Hello.
So we have a lot to talk about. Okay. Hapka's at Bob Hapka, Amy Hapka. They're our friends, and we like to pimp them. And Bob's amazing. He picks
Hi,
me all
Bob
the time.
And Amy.
So did you guys get a chance?
Don't you think they're overdue for a phone call for the Diva of Duel?
It's been a while.
I haven't heard their wonderful, friendly voices in a while now, so mm-hmm. They're overdue for a call.
So, did you guys, I know you're out of town a lot, Anna. Did you guys check out all the David clips and the pictures and all that?
Yeah, I did.
I am so behind on everything. I've got to catch up on everything, but I've heard everything's wonderful. I heard that our Diva correspondents did a great job.
Yeah.
I watched all the clips, and they were fun to watch. Yeah.
To give a shout out to our girls that did all the work for us, Carrie Garfield and Sherry Henry. And
Sherry. They did an awesome job.
Oh, my gosh. It's just unbelievable job, and it was so last minute. Sherry just sent me an email, hey, welcome to Diva of Days, and I'm like, all right, I'll get you in. So, I mean, it was sincere. It was last minute, and I have to say, too, it was such a pat on the back type of moment for me. Just it was such a thrill that I think this year we were actually invited. So they haven't had one in a couple years.
We actually got invited this
year? We were invited. Yes.
Okay. Because I know that 2 years ago when I went, we weren't involved. Like, you weren't even doing the interviews and that like you do now. So we were, and I think you were trying to get something or in the process, but I think something just never, I think it never came through somehow. We didn't have as much contact, I don't think, 2 years ago.
Yeah. What happened? A guy who was working at Days of Publicity was giving me a hard time.
I can't remember.
Trying to put me on the list. But back then, there was a very nice woman running the Twitter account. Like, it was that was the Days 45 account.
Okay.
And she was very friendly to me on Twitter. I'm like, hey, I can't get on the publicity list. And she's like, I'll take care of that for you.
Aww, that's awesome.
Yeah,
then,
but it, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it happened.
Uh-huh.
And then that guy who was avoiding me for like a month emailed me back and said I was on the list. And he wanted to know our stats for the blog and the Blog Talk Radio show. I gave him our stats,
well,
and
good.
That's how we got in. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because
so we stay on their list now. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was gonna
we'll
say it's
keep,
nice.
We'll
to, it was nice to see it as. It was nice to see it as a fan when I went 2 years ago. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad I did that instead of going back. But now to see it, it's like I had that perspective, and now it would be nice to go back and do it the way Sherry and Carrie did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a great job, and I mean, that had to have been kind of overwhelming with all the,
I would think.
All the activity, and it's got to be just chaos in there, you know, so they did a great job under pressure, for sure, so, yeah, they got a lot of great material, and some good scoops, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk about the scoops, as it's already out there, so Dave can't be mad at me. Yeah, we're the ones I know. We're the ones.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because Susan Seaforth Hayes leaked a while ago that she taped a wedding, but I don't know. But, yeah, so Peggy McKay, the ones who told us and TV Source magazine about the two gay men who get married on the show and how they're all celebrating the wedding. So, and I actually didn't even catch her saying that when I watched it. So only when I went online, I saw people talking about it. I'm like, oh, crap, did she really say that? I didn't know for like a whole day. All I caught was Josh Taylor was there, too, and he was talking about how he went to a wedding for his nephew, and I didn't catch either that he said his nephew was gay and married his partner. Mm-hmm. I didn't even catch that part. So, so that kind of broke, and then people are now breaking that story and not giving us any credit. And then
that's
I was
nice.
Asked, no, but that's how, you know, that's how people roll, I guess. So we were asked very politely, and I'm being sincere about this, they very politely asked us to take it down because we're not obliged to. You know, I mean, legally speaking, we could, no, they would have to sue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that I didn't see the point of
well, yeah,
you
if
know.
It's already out there, yeah, like what, yeah, the damage was done, yeah. Well,
yeah.
That's what you get. That's what they get for filming four to five months ahead of time. These actors don't realize we haven't seen that yet. They think that we have, and with all this, they don't even. I think they get confused. They don't even know what we're seeing at this time because they're filming so far ahead. So and you can't blame them either.
Especially an 80 something.
They should expect that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially on an 80 something year old woman. You know.
Right. And when you have a big fan event, and it's not just her. I mean, you know, it can slip. It can easily slip from anybody.
Oh yeah. When you're talking to that many people all day long, something's bound to slip. So you know.
Right.
If anything, I think it was kind of cool that it. I mean, not that we would have intentionally leaked something they didn't want us to leak. It just was one of those things that was on a video. But it is kind of cool because I think in a way it actually serves to give them some good publicity. Really, I mean, because now even though you know we're very careful about spoiling and stuff like that when we know stuff in advance, but about not doing that, you know, far in advance. But it's like, in a way, it's generating some positive publicity for the show. So, I mean, the people who are really invested in that pairing are super excited now because they know where it's headed, you know. So, you know.
Right.
So anyway,
and there's
I think, look at
those videos that are out there that everyone taped in the interviews. It's, you know, all those different people that came. So there's all kinds of tapes in that out there, promoting the show.
I think it's really cool though that Dave's publicity, encourages and allows that kind of contact though, you know. And I hope they continue to do that because I think it really serves the show well. It's groups like us can be really good ambassadors for the show. And, you know, and I think, you know, these actors are so fan-friendly. You know, they're such great.
Oh, my,
just,
yeah.
You know,
that had to be an amazing
so
time
wonderful.
For Sherry and Carrie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
it had to be.
Life,
oh, I can just imagine what it would be like.
Sherry's watched the show her whole life. And Carrie uh-huh. hasn't watched it, you know, as long, but she's a big fan, too, especially of, you know, Kate and Lauren, you know, all that. So they, yeah, I know they had a blast. They definitely had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just did a great job. So thank you again, Carrie and
That's
Sherry.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to get the whole story out there. You know, Dave's asked us to take it down and, yeah, so I'm sure, you know, which I understand their point of view, and, you know, I don't see the point of fighting about it, and,
no.
you know, it's like, no, it's all right. They were nice enough to invite us there, so, you know,
yeah.
So, yeah, so it's down, and now other people are reporting it, and not crediting us, so that's really lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know, and I go out of my way to
well, then they'll
everybody.
Then they'll remember, they should, then they'll remember that you did that, and... You know, it's a good positive thing, and you know, we'd come back next time. You know,
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah,
and it's good relations with them too. Yeah,
yeah. And we can't control what Peggy says, and
right.
And also, girls have been telling me Eric Martsoff said we didn't get a good clip of Eric Martsoff and Brian Attillo, but he said
mm-hmm.
there's going to be another change in John Black's background.
Yes. I heard that too.
Yeah.
From someone else.
What's up with that? Because John.
Yeah,
is
he's not
going to
be a
Kiriakis, right?
or a Brady. No, he's not going to be a Demir or a Brady.
Right.
What I heard. No, he's going to be a Kiriakis, but I heard he's not going to be a Demir or a Brady. So I don't know. I guess that's through. I don't know. It's changed. I'm even confused where they are at this point.
Really
anyway,
that frustrates me because that could have been
John's
such
a Demir,
a great story.
Right?
That could have been.
Oh,
such
it would
a great
have been
story. For him
oh,
to
I
be
know.
Demira and Brady mm-hmm. and Kiriakis or whatever. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they're doing that to Pierre. I don't know.
John Black is Brady and Demira. That's right. He's
yeah, John
Kiriakis.
Black is a Brady and a Demira. Right. Yeah.
Right. But that's just sad if they change that. That would be. I don't know. I loved that twist in the story. Mm-hmm. Oh well. Who knows?
Oh well. I'm curious to see who he is then.
Yeah.
Who's his parents this time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm actually at this point not curious at all. Because every time they change John Black's history, it sucks. And it's stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, first,
yeah,
you know,
he's
he was
been
Roman,
so many things.
And then he wasn't Roman. And then he was an Alamein. And, you know, and I can't even understand all the crap about him being a priest and... You know, and I just don't give a shit anymore. And age-wise, it didn't make any sense.
I'm sure he doesn't
even
know who he is anymore.
The thing is, too, having him be connected to all these families, you know, it really screwed Brady. It's basically, he's related to the Bradys, the Demiras, and the Kiriakises. The only people he could hook up mm-hmm. with basically are Nicole and some of the newer families. That's basically it. And, well, Kristen was a Demira by adoption, so she was fair game. But I just think it's dumb. I wish, you know, they need to think these things through before they make everybody related. That's good. Yes, people were thinking Sean and Belle were cousins. So, but Sean Douglas isn't really a Brady because Beau's not really a Brady. Sean Douglas is a Kiriakis and a Horton.
Right.
So him and Belle really aren't related.
Keep it straight.
I know. That's the thing. Stop messing with this, you know, crap. And I don't know. And then Drake kind of spoiled that he's coming back in February to tell Hope something. So we all mm-hmm. pretty much know what that's going to be about. So.
Wait, say that again? What?
About Bo.
What about
Drake's
it?
Drake's coming back to
that's right.
to talk to Hope.
Oh yeah.
About Bo. So.
Yeah.
Oh well. So that's all the drama from Dave Days.
Yeah. Sounds like it was a good time for them. Nice time.
Oh, yeah.
Had a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I heard it wasn't as big a turnout as other years.
Really?
The turnout
was...
Yeah,
it was only a month's notice. That was, I think that
that's
was the problem. Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, I think they should announce it earlier next time.
Yeah, a lot earlier. I wonder if this was just put together at the last minute, because they did say after, like last year they didn't have it, and they said they weren't going to do it anymore. They were going to do those little small tours, which they did last year. And and they started out this year with the book doing that, but I don't know. Yeah. I'm glad they did. I'm glad they did do it or came back to that.
Yeah.
I hope they continue it in the next 2 years. You know, I hope they do it next year and in 2015, too. I hope they keep doing it.
Can you imagine if you were just in town and you decided to go to, like, Universal City Walk as a tourist and you're just like...
Yeah. And that was the day you decided to go there? Yeah.
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 Well, Anna, did you happen to watch the Lone Kate episode this week, or do you want me to do the Kate update?
I didn't. I watched Wednesday, Thursday, and part of Friday, so I haven't gone back and seen the town, so I didn't get to see the Kate episode, so you guys can fill in the gaps on that one, or what it's worth.
Kate
was
with
me. I'm just pretty frustrated overall, I'll just say that, with the way the whole Kate and Rafe thing is. Although I will say this, I did see Wednesday's episode where Kayla actually used the word rate. I was like, she's like, well, you really rate. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you said rate.
That was cool. Yeah, so Kate's with Nick in the square, and basically she overhears him, and she thinks he's going to New York. So she's thrilled, and Nick gave her another project, another formula to work on, and she tells him basically that she just doesn't forgive or doesn't forget the stuff that he did, and she's basically just saying, yeah, their relationship is just business, and she's thrilled that she thinks he's leaving town. So later on in that episode, she tells Rafe that. Basically, she thinks the Nick problem's going to be gone soon. And then Jordan comes in, and Kate just turns around and leaves. That was pretty much Kate's stuff this week. Yeah. It was more Jordan this week than Kate.
I don't know. One thing about Nick, though, does he have, like, a little chemistry set at home? How is he doing all this research and everything with that? You know, he's not working at any facility or anybody's business, so
nobody
works
anymore.
Little amateur chemistry sets at home. You're right. They're for a while.
Nobody goes to work
the
anymore.
Office, and they're really
they don't do that anymore.
Stuff. They don't do that anymore,
No.
Anyway, so yeah, I didn't get to see Kate, so I'll have to go back and watch that episode now. But I was glad for the rate shout out with Kayla. That's
good.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk to us about Ejami? Oh, there's good stuff with Ejami this week.
There's always good stuff with Ejami, isn't there? Like lately, the time. Well, you knew that because you knew the shit was going to hit the fan, because last week we found out that, EJ found out about what Kristen did and decided to promise Kristen he was going to keep the secret and everything. So on Friday there was a big showdown because Sammy found out. But just right before that, there was a little cute little scene with Johnny at the hospital, and I guess that was to explain why EJ and Sammy weren't at the mansion when Brady was there fighting with Kristen, and when Marlena came to see Kristen. That's what happened. I guess they must have, because Johnny fell off the, the high bar, the monkey bars. And so they were at the hospital, which was kind of cute, and he saw Rafe. And they came back to the mansion Or I think that was before. And then they came back to the mansion. Then they got the phone call that Kristen had been in. There was an accident, so they went to the accident scene.
Marianne?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Okay. Oh. Yeah, we heard accident scene. That was the last thing we heard from you.
Oh, okay. Did I get cut off? Because I thought the call dropped. Okay. didn't hear anything. Okay, all right. Because it sounded like call dropped. Okay. And so then they came back to the mansion, and EJ had laid his coat on the chair, and he got a text. A text came through, and he wasn't in the room, so Sammy picks up the text, and here it was Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen had text to EJ, oh, thanks for being a loyal brother, and thanks for not, and thanks for keeping my secret about Eric. So right then and there, Sammy knew something was up, and she said, oh, he knew. So EJ comes back in the room, sees that she has the phone, and she calls him a son of a bitch and says, you knew. And he said he more or less was putting, more or less putting the blame on Eric. Kept saying, well, how can you prove that? It looks like Eric was, was consensual. How can you prove that? And she's telling him, no, don't even go there. So finally he tells her, well, yeah, I knew, but I knew they had sex, but not, and of course he's lying again to Sammy. So they were started arguing, and there's one good line that she said, and she's screaming and yelling at him and saying, to him, he said, how could you let that whore marry my brother? And EJ, without batting an eye, he says, well, your brother loved that whore, which
yes,
I thought was
that's hilarious.
Yes. That was hilarious, because she was just screaming, how can you let that whore marry my brother? And he says, well, your brother loved that whore. And he just kept going, more or less just called his sister a whore, So mm-hmm. that was funny. And she went into one of her rants, one of her big Sammy rants, and he was pouring a glass of liquor, and she takes it and she just throws it across the room, and she's screaming at him, how could you let me get on my dress, put on my dress, get all dressed up, get happy, go and see my brother get married, and all this time you knew and you couldn't tell me? And he says, well, why tell you? He said, I'd be a fool if I told you. It would be even worse than what Marlena did. You'd put it on the 5 o'clock news or whatever. And so they were fighting all about that. And so she turns around to leave, and he's screaming at her, don't leave. And she comes back, and she more or less tells him, well, you can find, she says, how many bedrooms are in this mansion? Like, pick one. She says, because I'm not sleeping with you, you're going to, and she storms out of the house. So that was kind of how that happened with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you can remember anything more, they had a good things. Huh?
Yeah.
They had some good
scenes. Yeah.
So,
did you mention that EJ brought up that Sammy drug raped Austin, too?
Oh, yeah. Then she said, well, I was a young girl. She says, Chris is a full-grown woman.
Full-grown woman, yeah. Although, EJ has a point there. Too,
oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
He does have a point. I mean, really, uh-huh. The thing about EJ and Sammy is they can go back and forth and be pissed off at each other, but they know, Sammy knows how EJ is. EJ knows
neither
how Sammy is.
Perfect,
yeah, that neither one of them are perfect.
Wait,
and
who did she drag and rape? Was it Alan?
Alan raped her.
No. Oh, okay.
Alan raped her, but she
drugged
Austin and slept with him, made Austin believe that the baby was his.
That's right.
So, yeah, she's done. Yeah, and of course,
yeah.
When what EJ did to her made her think that the baby was, took the baby and made
yeah.
think the baby was dead. So, I mean, they've both done horrible things to each other, but they all, come back together. Yeah. There's something about, she says, well, my brother always tells the truth. And she says, why don't you try it?
Yeah.
Try telling the truth. And he says, okay, I'm going to tell you the truth. Yeah, I knew Kristen slept with your brother. So, but he's still leaving out that piece of information that he knew that she was drugged, that he was drugged. You know, he's not saying that Kristen told him that, which eventually that will probably come out too.
Oh, yeah.
So. Oh, and then she said something about, their wedding. She says, well, I can't wait to see the video at that wedding. So I don't know. I don't know if he caught that part. So whether she's thinking something's going to. Yeah, she said, well, I can't wait to see the video at our wedding, meaning is there going to be some kind of, what's going to happen at their wedding?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, some kind of something to spoil their wedding. So I don't know whether they're going to get married now or not. Well, she's just not going to be sleeping with him for a while, although I don't think that's going to last too long. So.
Yeah, if, oh, and at the end, I thought Sammy just went upstairs. I'm not sure. Maybe she did leave the mansion. But EJ's sitting there by the EJ's sitting there by a fire drinking some liquor, and he's like, basically his attitude's like, ah, she'll get over it.
Yeah, he doesn't seem too worried. Do you think?
No.
That's what I mean. Yeah, he doesn't seem too worried.
I got the impression worried. I got the impression he is worried, but he's trying to talk himself into not being worried. That's the impression I got.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, I see what you mean. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look at his eyes, he looks scared to death.
Scared to death, yeah.
I mean, you know, the thing is too sad.
I think he was scared to death as soon as that video came on, like going back to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I think of all the people, he had the best expression. His eyes go, oh, I'm going to be in trouble now. You know, it kind of scared him. So, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. They always have some good arguments and fight scenes, and yeah, always make it entertaining.
I just don't understand why EJ keeps lying about this. I mean,
yeah, and why is he taking Kristen's side? Yeah,
yeah. I mean, he knows Kristen's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He can't really buy that Eric did it consensually, and he knows Kristen's capable of raping him. I don't understand it.
And he was trying to blame Marlena, too, and Sammy got pissed about that. You know, don't even go there with her, about her mother, because Marlena didn't know about it. But, and then she did say to, you know, why did you take Kristen? Like, why did you were supposed to protect me, and you're supposed to protect the kids from, you know, from her and from all that. So that's what I can't understand, is why... Does that go back to that whole Demira, family first? But you know what? You're supposed to be, the woman you love and your wife. She's supposed to come first, and your kids before your sister, and, you know, at least that's how I would think it's supposed to be. I believe she has the right to be pissed at him if she finds out. But, I don't know why he keeps lying either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's out in the open. He should have just come clean with the whole thing. I guess it's just to make more drama for them.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, why not just say, just tell the truth and say, hey, you know what, I just found out right before the wedding, and Kristen wanted to marry Brady anyway. You know, I didn't know he was drugged. I mean, just be honest. Instead, I mean...
Right,
he was just so nasty with Sammy and bringing up her past. And saying, well, I know what the thing was. She's like, why didn't you tell me before the wedding? And he's like, he referred to Eric as the anointed one. And, that morning you told me how Eric's so much better than you. And so she blamed Sammy. And so he blamed Sammy. Like, it's her fault because she wouldn't want to hear it. And he said... And then he started, you know, playing the tape. And EJ said, well, Sammy, if you had it, you would have had it on the national news. You would have had it on TV.
Yeah, and he called her a fool. He said, yeah, I'd be a fool. Anybody be a fool to tell you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of like nasty to her with her and the whole Austin thing. Like when she asked, I guess all he had to do was say, I just found out. I think he gave her the impression that he had known for a long time, which wasn't true. So, I don't know.
Yeah, so it was just, to me, it just made me think less of EJ that he was attacking her, and here's Sammy, who's completely 100% an innocent person, and she's a total bystander.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's made the same that the whole thing is her fault because he couldn't confide in her. It's like, no, it's your fault because you chose your sister over your fiance. It's totally your fault.
I think EJ's, I think deep down he knows he's wrong, guilty, and he's just trying to, you know, turn the tables. I don't know. It's just another side of EJ that's the nasty, you know, that little nasty side of him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we're getting requests in the chat room to talk about John Aniston. Because he killed
talk about
it again this week.
Victor. Oh, okay, John. Victor, okay. Oh, he's a riot.
Oh, my gosh. He was so good this week. On Monday, Maggie was all pissed off at him.
Oh, yeah.
But basically, she's mad because of Marlena. Like, she doesn't seem that upset about what happened to Eric or Brady being embarrassed. She's more upset that he hurt the relationship between Marlena and Eric.
And Eric. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is nice. Because on Friday, Dan finally reminds her, you know, Victor's not the one who's the perpetrator here. It's Kristen. And, mm-hmm. you know, he was doing this to protect Brady. So I actually liked Dan this week, Daniel. He really set Maggie straight. Because I think
she knew when she married him what he was like. You know,
yeah. It cracked me up. She told Daniel that she thought he was too old for these type of shenanigans. And that made me laugh, and I made the point on Twitter. Stefano's the same age as Victor, and you don't see Stefano really retiring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like more like Daniel said, he's not going to stop because he's getting older. This is, you know, this is Victor. He's just going to keep on doing it. You know, this is how he operates. You know, and it shouldn't really be surprising to Maggie, really. I don't think.
Compared to stuff that Victor's done in the past, this is nothing. I mean, Victor just recently had a drug dealing operation. Mm-hmm. You know, he's an importer-exporter by trade. So, you know.
Shouldn't Marlena be the one coming over and really screaming at him instead of more like Maggie? Oh, I haven't really seen Marlena.
Drummed up conflict, in my opinion.
They had to do something. Because they could have shown it in private. They could have done it in private, but Victor, more or less, his excuse was, because Brady wouldn't have believed him. But if you would have gathered a small group of them and you know, get the main, you know, Eric, Kristen, and Brady, Eric, and Kristen together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you didn't have to show it in front of the whole church because he kept saying, Brady's still, maybe if he would have told Brady about it without showing it to him. But, yeah, I mean, he could have done it in private. The point, you know, point was he heard Eric and Marlena, but the end result was he didn't care. Like, in fact, Daniel did bring it up. He didn't care about Eric and Marlena because they're not family. Mm-hmm. He was worried about one person, and that was Brady.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I was bringing up, too, I saw Victor in the past blackmailed Kimberly into having sex with him. And at the same time, too, that's when Kimberly was trying to investigate Caroline and Victor. This time she knew something happened between Caroline and Victor, and mm-hmm. she was wondering if she was the love child of Caroline and Victor. I don't know if people remember that back then. Everybody
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Kimberly thought she was the love child, not Beau. I think
right.
Caroline's the one who dropped the bomb.
Because she had
did
she have an affair with Victor then? Right, remember that's why she was so. Wasn't she sleeping with Victor, Kimberly?
Yeah. She wasn't doing it willingly. I'm not sure if he was forcing her into it or if she was doing it.
Yeah, and then she thought maybe she might be his daughter.
Yeah,
I remember.
I think maybe she was sleeping with him to protect Shane or something or other like that. But she wasn't really doing it on free will entirely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Victor's Victor was always known to be
He was real nasty. A lot nastier than he is now. He's softened. He's mellowed. He's really mellowed over the years, you know, but still,
Well, the thing that's so funny was Brady wasn't upset at all. Really with Victor. He's, Victor's like, well, it's the truth, though. Victor didn't have time to show Brady before the wedding, really. You know, like you said, like bring them all together and show them the tape. There was no time to really bring them all together and do that.
Well, yeah, and Brady probably wouldn't have. He said, we'd have to go to the wedding. He wouldn't have believed them. He wouldn't have wanted to stay and watch. True.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And even if he did manage to show it to Brady... Brady would probably turn around and talk to Kristen, and Kristen would come up with that, story. You know, or he said story that she came up with.
Right, because when you watch it, it doesn't look like Eric was drugged. It looks like he is doing it willingly and participating. So I can see where. But then that whole story of him being drugged, and which Brady knew about that. That was the other thing when they had the big fight in the church. Was that this week? Or was that last week?
Yes.
Oh, the big fight in the church? When he had that fight with Kristen, and when he come back to Kristen, and Kristen puts on her act again, you know, and he's not buying it. I'm thinking to myself, hang in there, Brady. Come on, Brady. Yes, because he storms out of there. And I think, don't you think that he left there thinking, and even Kristen thought, he doesn't believe me. Then he goes to the church and finds Eric, and it's a whole... 180 degrees, you know, he's blaming Eric, and then they get into the fight. I just thought that strange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, did you want to talk about the fight?
Oh, that was great. I was just disappointed they were fully dressed.
Why did they rip?
Someone sure could at least been ripped. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Eric for a priest really beat the crap out of Brady.
Brady was getting the best of him, though.
And then I love it that Eric magically healed on the episode on Friday, even though it was the same night.
His face should have been pretty bloody, I think, the way Brady was pounding on him there at first.
As far as soap fight scenes go, it was really good. It actually looked very authentic. You know, it wasn't like...
Oh, yeah, it looked like two guys fighting.
It was really good. But at the same time, too, you're like, Brady, you flipping dumbass. You actually got that shit that Kristen told you. Eric seduced her.
Completely forgetting about that. That Eric was complaining about being drugged, and he even knew from Daniel that Daniel believed it. He didn't even consider that.
The thing is, too, why would Kristen even fall for Eric, seducing her? And the thing is, too, is Brady and everybody was telling Eric, or hinting, Nicole's into you. So if Eric knows Nicole's into him, and he never lays a finger on her because he's a priest, then what makes you think he's seducing Kristen and other women and not going after the woman who actually is volunteering to have sex with him? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You know.
If you're
going to seduce, if you want an easy lay as a priest, then go after the woman who has a crush on you. That's easy.
Right.
don't go after your... stepbrother's ex-fiance who hates your mom and try to kill her and locked her in her basement. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. The line of the week. Eric tells Kristen that he's not as dumb as his brother.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So let's debate that.
Well, you're just close, but you're close.
Funny.
You're close, though. Close. Almost as dumb, but maybe not quite. Yeah.
What do you think, Anna? Who's dumber, Eric or Brady?
Definitely Brady.
Brady. Oh, yeah. Definitely Brady. Brady's dumb and dumber, I guess, is what the two, dumb and dumber.
Well,
what did you think
about...
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I just have to say, in Brady's defense, I mean, he is dumb, but I think he does have an addiction to getting engaged. And
people do end up dying.
Yes, and yeah, this
addiction
is
to
well,
women or something, I don't know. Or being in love, I don't know.
He's addicted to love. He's addicted to this idea of getting married and having a baby, which Nicole is too, which doesn't make any sense why Nicole and Brady have ever been engaged. Because they would except for the baby part, they would fulfill each other's needs. She wants to be married with a baby. He wants to be married with a baby. Well, there you go. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Do it. But so Brady's addicted to love, and he's addicted to this idea of a family. To my opinion, which they'll probably never get into this, I think it has to do with the loss of his mother when he was a baby.
Yeah.
He never had a mom. He did have Marlena to raise him. But still, I think that's kind of what comes down to it, is, you know, maybe he's trying to replace his mom in a way.
Yeah, I had read somewhere where Aaron Marksaw said that Brady's going to be dealing with the addiction again. He's going to be going back to that and struggling with that. And, he's going to go dark Brady again, I'm thinking. He's going to go back to that. Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, Marlene is Brady's stepmother. So that's creepy, too, that Brady was going to marry his dad's ex-fiancée. But Eric, too, I mean, Eric knew everything Kristen did. Eric knew that Kristen was going to seduce John to break up John and Marlena and was going to, you know, just throw Brady under the bus. And Eric still fell for her shit, too, just because she went counseling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Well, she went to premarital counseling, so now she's reformed.
How about Eric Steen with Nicole, too? He more or less, that hardly, you know, there was hardly any evidence against, or did he, and he talked to Daniel first. He came to see Daniel first, I think, and even Daniel was telling him, you know, with the little bit of evidence and stuff, and he had to go see Nicole. So those were some good scenes with him and Nicole, because I know the one thing she said to him, something about, you know, how he was always so worried that she was in love with him and she loved him. She says, you don't have to worry about that anymore. You know, you don't have to worry about me being in love with you or loving you anymore. I think that's how she said it.
So sad.
Doesn't she make you cry? Did you see when she, every time, I'm sitting there crying when she said that, and the way she said it, and
Greg Vaughn was crying.
In tears.
Tears were going down his cheeks.
Coming off his chin. He was, you could see them dripping off his face. That's how he was crying.
I don't think I've ever seen a guy on the show cried like that. That was impressive.
That guy, that was the best guy cry, I've ever seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll get, like, misty-eyed and stuff, you know. But
He had really let it go. And it was just so sad. But, you know, he felt horrible. He was running around town looking for her. And in all places, he runs into her in Hope and Roman's office. And they still kind of beat around the bush a bit, like explaining, you know, the accident with Kristen and Nicole. And Nicole's trying, Eric's questioning Nicole whether or not she meant to kill Kristen and whether or not she actually does want Kristen dead. And then he finally gets around to kind of apologizing, which I don't know. I think he could have done it better. And she said something like, I know what you want from me, and I'm not going to give it to you. So I wasn't exactly sure what she meant, if she meant sex, if she meant
forgiveness.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite sure.
I'm thinking forgiveness. Yeah.
Man, it just tore your heart out. It really did.
Well, what hurt her the most is because he thought that she could do this, something like that. You know, that's what hurt her the most, you know, that he didn't believe her. He was kind of stupid that way. He was dumb that way.
Mm-hmm.
That little bit of evidence,
mm-hmm.
just like a girl in a black wig and just all circumstantial evidence or whatever. I guess Nicole's past, maybe, yeah, that's why he thought that, but still. You know, he's just so glad to see Nicole getting her,
mm-hmm.
vindicated, and I guess you could say. But
yes.
She just needs to be happy now. I mean, now, but I don't know. Do we still want to see her with Eric? I'm thinking they're going to find their way back to each other. Oh, speaking of that, Eric, how did you find it interesting that Father Matt and Eric were talking about sex, watching the two priests talk about sex?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that interesting? Yes. Yeah. He came in and I guess,
the parishioners were saying that it looked like it
was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the parishioners are complaining and the bishop wants to talk to him. More or less, I don't know, are they going to want to defrock him or kick him out of the priesthood, or is he going to do it willingly? I don't know. But I just found that interesting, the two priests. And also, every time I see Father Matt, he's giving his fatherly advice like Paul Walton did. He just reminds me so much. I keep thinking,
he's just like John Walton. He's just so beloved, you know?
He's so kind. Yes, he plays that character, such a kind, caring,
yeah.
you know, and seeing all sides of it, and no matter how terrible it is, you know, he more or less... I guess he believed Eric. I think, you know, he believed him,
yeah.
I think. But he says, well, it's what the bishop. Now he has to deal with the bishop, I guess, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Those were some good scenes, too, so. But I'm thinking Eric's going to leave the priesthood over this. One way or the other, I'm thinking.
Well, with Nicole staying with Daniel, it makes me wonder if something's going to happen there.
And they're kind of cute together. I kind of like them now.
Well, when they first were together,
like them just
I couldn't stand them. I couldn't stand them initially, but I don't know. Maybe that would work. But I really ultimately like the Eric and Nicole angle.
I still like to see Eric and Nicole. I don't know. But I don't know if he deserves her back. Yeah, you do? Yeah. Does he deserve her back?
Yeah. I don't think Daniel can ever really fall for Nicole entirely. You know what I mean? I don't want to see Nicole lose Daniel to Jennifer, because that would just make me cute. Yeah, I already saw that rerun. I don't want to see that rerun again, you know?
Oh, meaning she'll fall for Daniel, and then Daniel will go back to Jennifer.
Jennifer decides she wants Daniel back again.
She finds out about JJ. I would like
for someone to view Nicole as number one, you know?
Yeah.
Because she's always like the backup. She's the default. She's the number two, you know? And I would
think of all the men there,
I love Brady and Nicole together. I think Eric is the one person of all those people who would put her first.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, though, too, Eric is the one who could be the most judgmental of her, too.
True.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she doesn't seem to work well with judgmental people. You know? Like, Brady maybe would judge her the least. But, like I said, they're both needy.
She thought Brady was going to give her crap about that car accident, and he was like, hey, Kristen deserved it more, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he was even agreeing with Victor. You know, he even thanked Victor for what Vic, you know, he didn't get upset at Victor either.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I think Brady, you could tell he was fighting himself not to go to the bar in the Kiriakos mansion, which I still understand why Victor has an open bar in the middle of the living room.
Yeah, I think he's going to fall off.
He's married to an alcoholic, and his nephew, his grandson's an alcoholic, you would think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really know anyone who has a setup like that?
You know what I mean? I'm sure there are people like that. You walk
the Damaris. You notice the Damaris have that too. They always have that.
Yeah.
The Ewings always did on Dallas too.
Yes. What is it?
Is it all people with money have that? Yeah.
I don't know.
Rich person cliche.
Is that a rich people thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that. I wouldn't know that. So.
I mean, I have like a bottle of wine in my fridge, and that's about it. That's all I got. I have nothing.
Beer and wine.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I have
the hard liquor
flavor. Yes. You like Kool-Aid? I'm your woman. Come on over. I don't have any hard liquor. So, I mean, truly, there's the
alcohol. Okay, you rich people out there, call in and tell us. Do you?
Yeah. Yes. Maybe give us some. We'll take some donations, you know, or tweet me a picture of your stash. But I just, you know, there's an alcohol gov in my house. There's no alcohol in my house. That's just the bottom line. It would be gone. You know, I just, why tempt somebody like that? That's just awful. Good grief. I mean, actually,
and Maggie's there too. It's Maggie and Brady.
Yeah, Maggie's there.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. His wife and his grandson are both addicts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, you have little Parker running around too. He's only two. If he doesn't drink it, I mean, he could still knock that stuff over and get hurt. I mean, that's a heavy glass decanter of alcohol. I don't know. I mean, you know, like Chloe said a few years ago, Victor's house is in baby-proof. And she's telling the truth. So, okay, so, yeah, so the whole Dan and Nicole, the spoiler is they kiss. So, I guess the show is sort of going there.
Oh, really? Daniel and Nicole?
Yeah. They kiss. Yeah.
They kiss Nicole. Daniel and Nicole.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
What did you... there was that part with Hope was sitting on the couch talking. He was just talking to Daniel. I'm thinking, I wonder if they'd go there with Hope and Daniel.
Chris is missing. You know, she found out her nephew got raped. So what does Hope do? She goes over to Daniel's house and talks about that for a few seconds, and then starts talking about Jennifer.
That's why she was there. Yeah.
Get off the damn couch and go look for the woman who raped your nephew. That's a little bit more important than going over a relationship that's been over for a couple of months now.
I still don't know how they all believe that Daniel did, you know. Ken is just he more or less told Hope, you know, I knew Teresa was in trouble when I came over to check on her. Like, why can't you just believe that? Why can't they just believe that? They automatically assume that they're sleeping together. And Daniel never said that he was.
And if he did, who cares? He's single. And she, like, you know, like, men never get dumped and have rebound sex with somebody else. You know, men just never do that. I mean, give me a fucking break. They do it all the time. As soon as a guy gets out of a relationship, first thing he wants to do is go bang something else. You know what I mean? That's practically normal behavior. I mean, if Hope listened to Dr. Drew, Dr. Drew would tell you that men will have a string of one-night stands. That's how they get over a broken heart. And then they're ready to get into a relationship. And, you know, basically they're saying don't be the next girl after a breakup with a guy, you know. So it's normal behavior what they think he did. So I don't get that. And if they thought he committed a crime because she was high, then do a real investigation and arrest him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get that. If they think Kristen did that to Eric and they think Dan did that to Teresa, why is Kristen a rapist and Dan's not? That doesn't make any sense.
I know. Yeah. I know they did a blood test or something on him, but like they know Daniel never did drugs or like this doesn't make sense. They know Teresa's background. Why would they think Daniel gave her the drugs? You know. Teresa's the one that was always on drugs. That's why she came to Salem.
And that whole episode verifies what Vargas was saying, that Teresa was the reason he had drugs on him. That verifies his entire story.
Well, they totally forgot about that.
Yes.
Or and Vargas.
Yeah,
which
pisses me off.
Yeah.
Yeah. The show just kind of drives me nuts on that, that, you know, I was more concerned about Dannefer than she is about Eric and Kristen
it's
and Brady.
It's just to pimp Dannefer. It's just to give them more angst. No. Jennifer and Daniel.
I just hope they never, ever, 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 ever get back together again. Mm. Like, never, ever, ever.
Ever.
Ever, ever, ever.
Taylor Swift. Ever.
Yes, ever, ever, ever. Jennifer has cute chemistry with Brady.
She does.
Why don't you try with Brady? Give her somebody else. Doesn't have to be.
I heard somewhere they're gonna mix up the couples. So don't get, you know, the couples are gonna they're mixing them up around.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means. Yeah.
Yeah, that was floating around too. Yeah. But I just don't get. I mean, Jennifer is treating Daniel so badly. I'm actually liking Daniel now. I'm on Team Daniel.
It is true. I am like, Daniel's a more likable character now, actually,
for
what he's doing
Maggie,
or going through.
Yeah. He set Maggie straight this week and said, Victor, did what he did because he had to. Yes. He helped Nicole without hitting on her. He was just like, hey, why don't you just come over and hang out and, you know, spend the night here and board games with Parker and, you know, and he totally believed her when she
JJ.
Said, and he totally believed her when she said she didn't rape Eric. He totally believed it.
I mean,
you know, and Dan threw himself under the bus for JJ, like you said, and he saved Teresa's life, that she would have died. So, you know, and
he's so cute with Parker.
Yes, oh my God.
He is. He's really good with that kid. Yeah.
Yeah. So, for all the good stuff he's
doing.
Does he
have kids, Sean Christian?
Yeah,
he has
a little boy that's about 11 now or so.
He's
got a little. He's had a little boy like that, and he's got a stepdaughter.
If he doesn't, he's good with kids.
Yeah, he's really good with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is kind of interesting because it kind of mirrors his real life because he has an older stepdaughter that was probably in her early 20s now, kind of like Melanie's age,
and then he's got a
younger son. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's when I like Daniel the most. I'm not a big Dan fan, but I do enjoy him when he's playing the father role.
Mm-hmm. It's just sad, but he's really helping so many people in town, and Jennifer and all the Hortons are just beating the shit out of him. Just nailing them. Jennifer and Hope and Maggie, and you know, I'm like, Dan, go with Nicole. She has no family left. You won't have to worry about in-laws. No one's going to be up in your face. You know, sister's out of town, her mother's dead, her father's dead. You know, go for it. You know, I mean, she doesn't have, no one's going to be wagging their finger in your face, you know, over Nicole. So, I don't know. I mean, Jennifer being such a shrew, I mean, Daniel's looking like a pretty good catch at this point. We have the Wilson Gabby stuff this week.
Will came back.
Kyle Richards did a stunt casting. She played a modeling agent into Gabby and make her a big star. But she has moved to New York City, so she's thinking about it. And someone tells her that Cameron already left the country to join Doctors Without Borders. So it was kind of inspiring her to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Sunny finds her Molly contract papers. And Wilson just came home. And it was cute because Gabby actually left so they could have sex. So I thought that was kind of funny. But it was nice, you know. That's always nice when your roommate does that.
I know you want to be in love.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice. Because, I had my mother-in-law live with me for, oh, my God, it was 2 years, and she never did that. She never left the house. Like, oh, my God. Seriously. Can't you get lost for, like, 1 hour? And I was trying to get pregnant, too, so that really made things difficult.
What
I
was
did
that?
Eventually. I was trying to get pregnant with my mother-in-law living with me.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And I didn't, you know, I have a 12-year-old now. So it worked.
You managed.
You managed. You always
yeah,
find
managed.
A way.
Yeah. So, I'm saying I appreciate Gabby leaving. Was, you know, I wish
yeah.
that would happen for me, but it didn't. So, so she left, and they had sex, and Will was talking about, oh, he wants to really be a writer now. And so they were all discussing her modeling contract, and they're all assuming she's staying in town.
Yeah, they're all happy for her, you know, supporting her, but she hasn't told them that she's has to be in New York.
Yep. And they really don't know, you don't like to have too many models that can make it without living in New York City. You know, it's not really, and actually little Salem in Illinois, it's not really going to cut it for a model. So,
yeah, so when Gabby leaves, is she going to take the baby so that we won't see the baby anymore?
Well,
or is the baby going to stay with Will and Sonny? I wonder how that'll work.
Well, the thing is
maybe until she gets started.
Camila's, from what they said, Camila's still, her contract's not over until January 15th. As in actually, so I mean, she's not even, she still has 2 more months of filming left.
Oh, okay.
So this week, though, with the promo you could watch on the blog on divadoula.com, Sammy and Kate find out that Gabby wants to leave New York City with the baby. And So, you know, with Sammy and Kate getting involved.
They're going to team up.
Pretty.
Cammy.
Yeah. Yeah, and on top of that, too, I understand how Gabby getting a modeling contract means that she's leaving town with Nick. You know what I mean? I don't understand how Nick thinks he's involved in their family when they're not dating.
He's
and
delusional.
Because he's delusional. That's what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He still wants
mm-hmm.
that family. He wants. He's still
mm-hmm.
thinking of that. He still wants her to come. But Gabby has no idea that Nick's even behind
mm-hmm.
it. So, yeah. So, but he's, yeah, he's delusional. I mean, he's.
Yeah, I guess he's banking on her being grateful when she finds out he's set the whole thing up.
Well, I think so.
And
yeah, that's what he thinks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's a huge gamble
I'm just looking forward to Cammy. I'm looking forward to Kate and Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Frenemies.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Follow at Cammy fans on Twitter. Yeah, they're fun. They're always, they never fail to entertain together.
Oh, I know. It's been fun.
What do you think of the Gabby-Jordan friendship? That kind of came out
yeah.
of the blue.
They're obviously trying to integrate Jordan into the whole scheme of things.
Yeah, and now,
more
now they're eventually...
boring Jordan. Ugh.
Did you see her hair's down now instead of being
but
up? The glasses are still
to?
On, but the hair's down and fixed really nice.
Yeah. Who was she
mm-hmm.
talking to on the phone that she was saying something about the plan or something's not?
Wait, I don't know. We don't
so
know.
There's definitely something going on with her, but.
Yeah, but we don't know.
Yeah.
She's talking to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just getting the impression.
Maybe, no.
But I was getting the impression either she's working undercover or she's, like, in the witness protection program. So I don't understand why else she doesn't want to make connections with anybody in town. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, too, that Jordan
well,
Ridgway doesn't
have.
Yeah, that Jordan Ridgway doesn't have a past means that, you know, usually the government who, you know, give you a name and then, and all that, you know what I mean? That's why I was thinking it was witness protection program type of deal. Mm-hmm.
I told you the rumor that I heard.
This is a female.
That's
oh,
why she
Jesus,
doesn't have
no.
a path. Hey,
that has
they
to
haven't
be
gone the... there yet.
Yeah, let's not go there.
You don't want to go there. That would be interesting.
No, no, Jesus, no.
Oh, she looks like she could be a man. I don't know.
No, she
always thought Kristen looked like a man myself, but no.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Jordan,
yeah,
well, just the way they have
her
hair
out
back.
There.
Huh?
That's
I don't know.
There's a rumor out there.
Yeah. I'm just trying to, in the past, that would be one, she wouldn't want somebody to know that, but I don't know why she'd be talking to somebody else, though, about it. So, I don't know. You know. It sounded like it's something different. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know if they would go there or not. I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't know. But actually, I did enjoy seeing Jordan lighten up a bit when she was hanging out with Abby. Abby asked her out. Oh, I forgot another highlights of the week. T was on. He only had a couple episodes this week.
Oh, T. I love him. Hitting on Abby.
He was so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he
was hitting on Abby, then he started hitting on Jordan. Yeah, he's funny.
Even Jordan said, oh, he's kind of cute, because Abby kind of got a little upset with him. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's kind of cute.
Yeah, so especially with Chad gone and Cameron gone, why not make T a member of the cast, you know, permanently? Mm-hmm. Give him a contract.
Yeah.
You know, he's not related to anybody. And, you know, why the hell not? I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of those friends are just as entertaining, you know, him and even that JJ's friend. He's entertaining,
yeah, Rory.
Too. Rory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. I mean, he had to give compliments to the actors, the guy who plays T and the guy who plays Rory, because they're taking the ball and running with it. And, you know, that's always the thing, you know, there's such thing as a small role with only small actors. So I always people fighting all the time, well, they're not written well, and that's why the actor's not doing well. It's like, no, you can grab something, put a little bit,
yeah, even if it's
put
a small
some spice
part.
Into it, and make it more interesting.
Yeah, look at Maxine. You know.
Yeah, Maxine. Well, I've mentioned several times that the character Bart, you know, that was Steve Blackwood's idea for him to be a bumbling idiot and to be comedy relief. That was completely Steve Blackwood.
Mm-hmm.
And, even with Leanne Hunley, I mean, Anna was brought on as a major character, but Leanne's the one who brought the funny. And Anna... So it really bugs me if you were, because we always say, why is an actor good on one soap and sucky on another? And to me, it's, you know, you can't, I mean, the writing might be better on the other soap, but still, you still have to bring your A game. You still have to do something.
If you're a good actor, you're going to be good on any soap.
Well,
You should be good on every soap that you're on. You're
another
a good actor.
Legendary one is Linda Gray as Sue Ellen. She was written as, she didn't even have a name for the first five or six episodes. It was like wife with the, you know, wife serving coffee kind of thing. And Linda brought something to it. And they noticed it, and they beefed up her character, and look at what she ended up doing with it, you know. And so, yeah, it's huge what you know. And you can tell, just like T, I'm always happy whenever I see him on, you know. I always enjoy seeing him. So it takes a lot of talent to make a lot out of something small at first. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, my point is, Jordan's did warm up a little bit, so maybe.
I don't know.
We'll
see. You know how I feel about that whole thing, because I'm just pissed about the whole him sabotaging Rate, you know. But
if Kate and Rate were never involved, if they were never a couple. Could you see yourself like in Rate and Jordan though?
No,
like
not
never
really. I think. Because I think that Rafe is boring without Kate, And I think Kate brought something out in him. And I think they're trying to force this other thing too much. They are totally trying to force it. Whereas with Kate and Wraith, it was totally natural. It's like, wow, there's the first scenes they were having, you're like, whoa. And when they slept together for some time, you're like, oh, my gosh, they're hilarious and they're hot, you know. And mm-hmm. and they weren't forcing it. It was very easy. And so I feel like they're doing kind of the Daniel pimping thing with Jordan where it's like, oh, my gosh, how many different ways do how many different characters have to pimp this character to make her seem more interesting than she is? Now, I mean, I'm curious to see what Kate's going to find out about her and stuff. You know, I'm okay with that part. But I don't mind having angst for a pairing, you know, but the way they're trying to pimp her and trying to really force her, it's just like the way they did Daniel when he first came on. Oh, he's the miracle-working doctor. Oh, he's this. Oh, he's that. No, he was a cad. He was a jerk, you know, but he was mm-hmm. hitting on a girl that looked like she was 12 years old, and hitting on his patients or anything, but you know, I just hate it when the characters are made to pimp a character that mm-hmm. isn't strong enough yet to stand on their own. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I just have no interest in Jordan and Rafe together. I mean, fine, I don't mind her story unfolding and all that, but I would like to eventually see that come full circle. But, you know, it'd be kind of fun if Kate found out something nasty, you know, something bad about her, you know, or something just kind of mind-blowing of one level
will.
Or another. Yeah.
Little by little, we'll start finding out stuff,
you know,
yeah.
So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so, I mean, I know we need to bring other characters in. It can't always be the same ones and everything, but I don't like the way they just screwed over the Wraith story and put him in a coma for 2 months and everything. That just really was a drag. I don't know. I don't mind conflict. I don't mind angst because that makes it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The way they did it, they basically put him on ice for the whole summer. And it was
that was weird.
You know, really took the air out of the story. You know, and I hate that they did that. So, anyway, so I resent the whole thing, basically, because of that. So, but, you know, but I'll be interested to see where they are taking this story. I just have any interest in Jordan and Rafe together because I think it took a character like Kate, who is multidimensional, and of course everybody Lauren's in scenes with always sparkles. You know, they always step up, and she always improves every scenario. Even stories that aren't that good, she makes better. And so mm-hmm. I think she really brought out the spice in him, and I think he really stepped up to the plate and embraced it. And I loved that he embraced it because, I mean, Rafe is basically written to really have Kate's back, you know, and it was awesome because he really stuck up for her. He validated her in a lot of ways, saw the good in her and all that. But they were funny and they were cute together, and it wasn't forced. And so I don't like this whole forced thing, this whole forced business between Jordan and Rafe, like they're trying to shove them on us. So I hope there's some sort of ultimate payoff here, you know, of some sort with the story, but I don't know. But that's kind of my feeling on it.
Oh, yeah.
So what do we think happened to Kristen? Did Stefano arrange to have her removed
or
protected? Or?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we know she's not dead because she texted DJ.
Yeah,
and she walked away, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
I wonder, maybe she'll
for
end
her
up,
to
maybe
return another day, you mean?
Maybe she'll show up in Genoa City just by coincidence. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, really.
So, I thought it was hilarious how Roman was like, no, it was really foggy, right, Nicole? It was super foggy that night.
Oh, yeah.
He was backing me up.
Yeah,
I'm like
he
no,
didn't
want to.
Yeah, so she wouldn't get blamed for the death.
The
yeah,
night was
the
really foggy, wasn't it?
Right.
She's like, well, it wasn't that foggy, but it was pretty foggy. And she's like, oh, yeah, it was really foggy.
Yeah, he looked at her like, play along here, girl. Come on, Nicole.
I thought that was freaking hilarious. I did.
Yeah.
I mean, they downplayed it. It was really subtle, but I was laughing at that.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cute.
Here, before it gets too late, I'm going to bring on a caller.
Okay.
Hi, is this Jamie? 703?
Yep, it's me.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Boy, I love what you said about Roman. I thought that was hilarious. And what did you think about what did you think about that homeless woman that Brady was yelling at?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was the point of that? Why was he yelling at her?
I think
that's
first
we were probably supposed to think
alive.
It was Kristen, and then they bring her out. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
Yeah, but why was he yelling at the homeless woman? Like, she was scared of Brady the whole time.
Yeah. I don't know. He was just so desperate to find Kristen, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird. Oh, did you hear the news that they're canceling SoapNet?
No.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah, by the end of the year.
Oh, no, because I was so happy that they extended it for, I mean, because it was supposed to be gone a couple of Marches ago, I think, and it just kept going, and I was happy that it kept going. No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, by the end of the year, December 31st.
Oh, man.
Because we need another Disney Channel. We
need
another children's channel. Oh, no.
Yeah, I guess they're getting rid of it because...
What, Jamie?
I guess they're getting... Oh, I was just going to say, I guess they're getting rid of SoapNet just because Days and GH are the only soaps on there.
Oh, well, whatever happened. I don't watch YNR anymore, but... Why did YNR drop off?
Oh, they're on the TV
channel. Yeah,
TV
Guide. They picked it up.
Oh.
TV Guide picked it up.
Well,
maybe
TV Guide would pick up the other ones.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Maybe they'll pick up Days and GH because I've heard apparently YNR's ratings are really good on there. So they might pick it up.
Well, heck, we should lobby TV Guide. What is it, the TV Guide channel?
TV Guide channel or network or something.
What drives me crazy is the most obvious place for Days to go is Bravo. It's an NBC owned network.
Yeah.
They already had Kyle Richards on there. They've had Patty Stanger from the Millionaire Matchmaker. And as you can tell, I watch a lot of Bravo. I love Real Housewives. I watch all of them except for Miami.
That was funny when Kyle, what's her late name?
Richards.
Yeah.
Richards.
Oh, was she that model?
I saw her on there. I was cracking up. Yeah.
Yeah. She did a good job. I mean, she's an actress.
Yeah, I thought
she acted in the
80s. For an acting, she did very good. I thought she did good for, like, the role she was supposed to be playing.
Well, you know, when she and Kim were little, I mean, she was an actress, too. And Kim ended up taking off, and I don't think Kyle got as much, as many roles. So I think she started out an actress when she was little.
Mm-hmm.
To their sister Kim was the one that was in Escape the Witch Mountain and all those, you know, Disney movies and stuff. But
I don't understand. She had 50 million reruns on Bravo, or their Friday and
Saturday
nights when they show nothing but movies.
Why not
put Days on there?
They could do a lot of cross marketing. They could do. I mean, heck, since they pimp, like you said, they pimp their Bravo shows on Days. Why not put Days on Bravo and capture that audience too?
Yeah.
You're right. That totally makes sense. Why wouldn't they do that?
It totally makes sense. It makes no sense not to do that, you know. And I have to say, New Jersey has had the best ratings, but Atlanta is on fire. They're getting 3 million for their episodes that air on Sundays at 8. So, and Days is getting, like, what, maybe 2.5 million a week? So, yeah, it would actually help Days, I think, you know, if they – put it on after Real Housewives of Atlanta on Sundays, or even, you know, have them on at 7 or every night, or 8 o'clock, or even 10. Sometimes your 10 o'clock spots are kind of iffy on Bravo, or even after the Clubhouse on at 11, having Days on 11:30. I mean, there's plenty of ways they can do it, or even have Days show all weekend, you know, on Saturday and Sunday or something. It was so obvious.
Like,
I don't know why they did it a long time there. Yeah, just show, you know, Monday through Friday on, like, Saturday afternoon or something. I mean, it'd be nice if it was the same day, like SoapNet, because I missed Wednesday because there was a school shooting in Pittsburgh. And I missed a lot of Tap the Days, and I caught it on SoapNet that night, which was nice. Because even the NBC side, they don't put up the new episode till the day after. You know, and sometimes
sometimes
you don't watch it that day.
I
you have to wait till the day.
Yeah, I try and watch on Hulu.
I watch on Hulu. Then it's the day after, though.
Yeah, it's always the day
after. For GH, too. That's usually how I watch either GH or Days, depending, the, you know, day after.
Well, Maggie's annoying me this week.
Yeah.
When she was talking to Daniel, like, she was like, oh, why are you letting Nicole stay here? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, Maggie. Oh.
Like, she should be worried about Eric and Brady and her marriage to Victor. Instead, she doesn't like that Nicole's staying there.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, poor Nicole. Everybody gets on her, you know?
Yeah, that's what, you know. That's what, I think that's why Nicole and Daniel really connected this week, is everybody's on his ass, and no one kept her a break, and even Eric, that she thought she thought she was closest to, you know, stabbed her in the back.
Yeah, I like Daniel and Nicole now that he, now that Nicole's not his patient, and that they're slowly just starting off as friends. And her, they're going to kiss, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't think Daniel's into her enough. I think he'll still dump her once Jennifer finds out that he never slept with Teresa. Jennifer will come crawling back to him, and he'll dump Nicole. So I just don't want to see Nicole.
Well, we've been through that last year.
I don't want to see that again. I don't want to see Nicole doing something desperate to keep a man. You know, I saw that.
You
want to
see a man
before.
Come after Nicole, chase after, you know what I mean? Come after Nicole instead of Nicole going after and trying to manipulate him into, you want to see somebody come.
Oh, should I tell you about this spoiler coming up or not?
Go ahead.
Oh, apparently Nick tries to rape Gabby and she knocks him over the head with a rock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I find that kind of ironic because didn't, like, Nick hit someone with a rock or something.
Nick, there was the Willow Stark Memorial Rock.
It might be the same rock. It could be the same rock.
Yeah, I find that kind of ironic.
Like, what does Dave have with pieces of wood and rock?
Jack was killed with a brick, so.
A brick?
Yep. Oh, and Maggie was hit in the head with a liquor bottle. Yeah, so they really like conking people in the head. I don't think I never, like, fell down and hit my head on a rock, and that's never happened to me.
And I think John Douglas, didn't he, like, lose his memory or something? Because, like, I think Jan, like, hit him over the head with a wine bottle or something.
She kept hitting him and hitting him and hitting him.
Didn't Jan?
She's in a coma.
But didn't she hit her head? I forget. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, and she fell on a rock, too, right?
She fell on a rock, didn't she?
Good Lord. They need to go through Salem and remove all the rocks, for Pete's sake. They're killing people.
The rocks.
Maybe if Jan wakes up from the coma, then they can put her with an ache or something.
Yeah.
That'll be something they have in common. Because they're both crazy.
Yeah, they're both crazy.
Got hit in the head with rocks.
They're both crazy. Kristen can join them, you know, all the crazies.
Yeah. Oh, what's going to happen with these multiple, like, you know how you said a few weeks ago about, like, multiple Kristens and multiple Teresas and multiple Nicks or something?
Yeah, when's that supposed to happen? It still hasn't happened yet.
I don't know.
Because I thought
Wednesday
or Thursday, so.
I think it's going to be soon because the casting calls were in July, I thought, for the Teresa, Dan, and Kristen, Nick lookalikes. I thought that was all in July. That was after Eileen Davidson left, and that was July. So, guess we'll find out.
Oh, sorry, maybe it's like something special for Thanksgiving or something.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Jason 47 revealed that there's some kind of tropical set that's going to appear in December.
A what set?
December. A tropical type set. Yeah.
Tropical?
In December. Yeah, like a beach type set.
Who's going to
that's
the beach?
Weird that it's not, that's weird that it's in December and not like June or something for summer.
Well, it's not in Salem.
Oh, so,
so
like
somebody's
Hawaii
going somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where Kristen's at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is one island.
Yeah.
He tends to do that.
Maybe Tony's stuck on an island again, and then they can bring him back to Salem.
Yeah.
But then it's big. I don't see, with Kristen, I can see her being on an island out of her own choosing, but I don't think Stefano would exile her to an island because he was pretty proud of the fact that she raped Eric. He thought that was pretty cool. So, you know.
Yeah. Hmm. Mm-hmm. What, did you watch GH this week?
Yeah. I'm all caught up.
How did you, what did you think about Duke in the tunnels of Windermere?
Oh, yes. They have him tied up down there. That was a good scene between him and Faison. I liked
it. Yeah,
I enjoyed that.
And Obrecht, And like,
yeah, just hate that they got the better
of
him. But...
because of the, what was it? He was like, oh, why'd you give me this grapefruit or something?
Mm-hmm.
That was funny, just the way he said that line.
Yeah,
and then when Britt was talking to her mother, like, why were you going behind the wall? Are you doing spelunking? I thought that was hilarious.
Spelunking, yeah.
Spelunking.
Oh, yeah. They're,
and what did you think about...
They play the villain. They're such good villains, you know, both of them.
Yeah. And what did you think about Heather with the paintings of BLTs?
Oh, yes, the BLTs. Yes. What do you think about Franco now? Is
oh,
Scotty
yeah,
and,
not in Heather's,
and Heather's? Yeah.
Yeah, I was
strange.
Shocked at that. Yeah, I was shocked about
although,
that.
Although
I missed several episodes, as I was telling.
Sounds
all
good.
Of a sudden, I saw an episode where they were. All of a sudden, he's talking about Heather being his mom and Scotty being his dad. And I was like, what?
Yes,
how
did
that
happen?
That
so he's not a Quartermain.
Franco's art gallery.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not a Quartermain. He's not related to Jason.
How did that happen,
though?
I mean, when did, I mean, why
well,
is it that?
They explained how, they explained that when Laura dumped Scotty back in the 80s, that Scotty and Heather got drunk and they had sex at Kelly's where they have the best BLTs. That's what Heather said.
That's why Heather's hung up on BLTs.
Oh.
And Robert Mathis, she plays the nuts, so...
Okay, but,
so,
like, how...
So funny.
So, but I thought Franco was Jason's twin.
Well,
oh, Heather lied.
Heather and Susan both had babies at the same... I guess they were cousins, from what I understand.
No.
Yeah, they're cousins.
And they both... And they had babies at the same time, and I guess she just gave Susan her baby and just lied about it.
Yeah.
And said that they were twins. She gave
the
baby up.
Yeah, but they both had brain tumors and stuff. That's a little weird.
Well,
I mean, this is a thing. I mean, this is a soap opera, but
And they change paternity on.
Well, but see, but then that
thing,
doesn't make sense because Scotty doesn't seem old. I mean, Roger Howarth. I mean, I know
if
age
you look
never
at the
matters.
Two of them, they look the same age.
I mean, they're the
Roger
same
and,
age, or
well,
I mean, they're
supposed to be 12. So,
what's that?
EJ's supposed to be 12, so you can't survive.
I mean, age doesn't really work and all, but I mean, but I can't see Roger, I mean, I can't see Franco as Scotty's son. That just doesn't make sense.
And I have to say, Roger is such a good actor. I loved him as Todd Manning, but now he's made me forget that he's Todd Manning, and now he's Marco.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And people were wondering how that was going to work. Well, it worked. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought it did. It worked with him. It worked with him.
But they can get rid of Kiki for all I care. I mean,
Oh, well, now Kiki's like, she reminds, well, what was she? Who was she? Star? Star and Kiki are like almost the same to me.
She annoys me. I don't know. I mean, nothing.
Star.
And, Michael Easton has done a good job, too. His new character.
He got his haircut. He got his haircut, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, I like him. he's growing on me. He was a slow grow for me. I wasn't really.
No, he's good.
He's growing on me now, I think.
The whole Morgan.
What did you think about the trial?
The trial? Oh, interesting.
Maxie's
trial. Yeah, Lulu and Maxie.
Lulu.
Brought
up. Bragging
the dirt
out from Robin. Yeah, I'm really
and
hating
Lulu.
Lulu even more now that she threw that in her face.
I, and I'm kind of learning all this history, so I really didn't know that. There's a lot of the history now coming out between about both of them that I didn't know about that I'm learning. So
Yeah, and Elizabeth walked into the courtroom and told stuff about Maxie's past. Because when Greg Ron was playing Lucky, Maxie and Lucky slept together.
Oh.
Right.
And that was when Elizabeth and Elizabeth and Lucky were married.
Yeah. And Diane brought up about Lulu having an abortion.
Yeah, what do you like? Do you like Diane? I like her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I like
her.
Yeah.
She's a kind of like, well, I heard what you guys said earlier about like characters like T and Maxine, those small parts.
Yeah.
Diane
yeah.
is kind of like
small
one of those.
Part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she could take down Alexis real easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think about Morgan turning in Sonny or throwing Sonny under the bus?
Well, I think Morgan is becoming a lot like his parents. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. What
exactly
do you think?
Exactly like Sonny and Carly.
Yeah. Yeah. Really.
That big temper. And
Sonny
stuff,
shouldn't be so surprised. Yeah.
Oh, what do you think about Nicholas and Britt kissing at the end?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
I like them together. Yeah. I like them together.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, they're trying to redeem Britt
what's
now a little bit.
What's going to happen, though, when they find out that Lou is baby?
It's Lulu and Dante's
baby.
Oh, and
Dante doesn't seem happy about what Lulu did because
Lulu they put
also
him on.
Lied on the stand.
Right.
Yeah.
And Dante might tell the truth, but we're not sure yet.
I was going to say, now, is Dante going to lie or not? He's probably going to tell the truth.
Yeah, that was a huge cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you think he will lie?
I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah, I hope he
might.
Tells the truth, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what will happen is that Spinelli will get sole custody. Maxie or Lulu won't get the baby. I think Spinelli will just get the baby on his own.
Oh.
Yeah, Spinelli's going to get it.
Yeah. That makes sense. He's more the best.
He hasn't killed anyone.
Poor John,
on anyone, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that makes me sad because I love Spinelli and Maxie together, and it's like, can't stand that Ellie Trout. Ugh.
And poor Sabrina, when she finds, right at the wedding, Robin's going to make an appearance.
You don't like Ellie?
There, yeah.
Well,
I like that they're
familiar, so science-y together like that. I think that's
cute.
Yeah,
they're
cute
together.
Generally, she kind of annoys me. I don't know. I guess because I like Maxie better. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have Maxie.
Yeah, I mean, I like Maxie better, but still.
Maxie and Spinelli.
And I heard a rumor
together.
That, I don't know how true it is, but I heard that they're going to make Ellie Tracy's daughter, Tracy Quartermain's daughter.
They're going to make who?
They look like each other, could be.
Tracy Quartermain's
daughter.
Because they both have red hair. Yeah,
oh.
Ellie and Tracy.
Oh,
both have red hair.
I don't know about that one.
She's too young to be Tracy. Or
yeah,
Tracy's too old to be her daughter. I don't know. Yeah. Like Tracy and Luke. How about Tracy and Luke? Gonna love them too.
Yep, love them.
The whole enchilada thing. I might never eat Mexican.
Not Luke
again.
Though. I like them together. I like Tracy. I love Tracy. Luke, I've never been
like
a big Luke fan.
I like their witty repartee.
Because Laura's
couples,
out of the picture
I'm,
now, I
I'm
guess.
I'm fine seeing them in, sex scenes and stuff because they're hot, but Luke and Tracy, I like their banter, and I like their chemistry as sort of more like friends and all, and I'm fine if they're together, but I don't really want to see any of it. I definitely don't want to think about Luke's limp taquito. But they're pretty funny. They're such good friends in real life. They go back 30 years. I mean, they've been friends, good friends for all those years. So I think a lot of what you see between them is their, real friendship.
Right. Yeah, and what did you think about Carlos finding Robin at the end on Friday?
Oh, yeah. My question, does Carlos know who Robin is? Has he ever seen Robin?
I think he's
Robin?
Heard of her, but I don't think he's seen her. I don't think he knows what she looks like. But
right, so he's not going to, he's going to just think she's just a lab tech, I'm thinking. I don't think he knows what she looks like. He knows of Robin, but I don't know if he knows what she looks like.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think of Sunny and Olivia?
I like them as well, yeah.
I like them together, yeah.
Of course, I still want Brenda.
I like him better than Carly with him. Oh,
yeah. Carly and Franco are good together. Carly and Roger are good together. Laura Wright. And,
But I do like Olivia and Sunny together.
Yeah.
Way better. I never thought her husband,
Scott Reeves.
I never thought that they had chemistry, the two of them. But
yeah,
Sunny,
me either. His character was kind of boring.
Yeah, but she and Sunny seemed to. So.
Oh, anybody with Sunny is.
And I couldn't stand Connie. I couldn't stand Connie. I was so glad they got rid of her.
Connie, Kate.
Yeah.
I liked her.
I mean,
I liked
the original. I liked Megan Wardy. That was before I was really watching GH again, but I liked her. But I didn't like, nothing against the actress.
Oh,
I
don't know. This is
like
the only one I know, but yeah. So, yeah.
I just really wasn't into that character at all. Anyway.
Hmm. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Anything we didn't cover?
No, can't think of anything.
I'm trying to think. So much happened.
That's been a good November for GH and Days fans, I think.
Yeah.
Yep, both good sweeps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some good stuff. Sometimes it's hard to tell it's even a sweeps month on Days, but both shows have been really good.
Yeah. Days, I have to say, Days has been really good, too. I mean, I've been enjoying both.
Oh, mm-hmm. What do you think about on GH about Sabrina and Patrick getting married? Do you think
Robin's
going to show up at the wedding?
Of course.
Probably. Oh, yeah, of course.
Show up at the wedding.
It's almost like, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's going to walk in somehow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the thing is, Patrick might have already married Sabrina by the time she walked in. So might have already been
too late. Well, that's even more angst. Yeah, that could be. That would be a better story. Marries her and then she shows up.
Or now that Carlos has found Robin, he could start falling for Robin since he can't have Sabrina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Carlos.
Yeah.
Well, I know Teresa Castillo tweeted some stuff about thanks for hanging in there and I'm getting to show another side of my character, so hang on, guys, or something like that. So I sense that Sabrina's going to turn a little bit, I don't know, not evil, but considering Carlos is who he is, I'm imagining
that
there's going to be
he's working for the drones now.
Oh, she did find out?
She found out that he's working for the drones.
Yeah, we all know that Derek Wells is Julian Jerome. That came out, too.
Yeah, because they showed it in the newspaper.
I saw a few minutes of that this week. I didn't see that. But.
And Sam knows that he's father.
What do you think about Julian and Alexis? I like them as well.
I like them. It's just now she's pissed, right? She's really pissed off.
Oh, yeah, she's pissed. Julian and Alexis, yeah. Uh-huh.
Which means the makeup sex could be pretty
good. She's using he's using Danny as a pawn, so Sonny won't kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. that side of him comes out. Yeah.
Ah,
he's not
going
to go get the blood test right away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep me alive. Yeah.
Oh, and Anna and Robert got out of the that lab.
Oh, with the gum?
With the gum, yeah. That was clever.
That was clever. A little MacGyver stuff there.
I heard Christian Rogers.
No duct tape, though, but yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you hear that Tristan Rogers is leaving to go back to YNR?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tristan's going back to YNR, yeah. Heard that.
Now, I've never watched YNR except for a little bit here and but I heard apparently Tristan's character on YNR was unpopular, so I'm kind of surprised
he's going back
there. Well,
that's what I heard. That's why I was surprised that he was going back.
Yeah, she
But maybe because it's different writers, they'll do it better. I don't know, but...
Who knows? But I had
I don't watch that
show,
but...
That's
maybe he'll show up and have scenes with Eileen and say, "Hey, weren't you in Salem?"
Oh, they were a couple. No, they weren't a couple. I was thinking about Stephen Nichols.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Nichols and Eileen Davidson were a couple on YNR. Right?
Oh.
Were they popular or not?
I didn't watch that.
Were they popular or not?
When they were a couple? Oh, I don't know.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up for this week. So I want to remind everybody to listen to Patsy Peace live here at 7 p.m.
Thursday.
Eastern.
Huh?
Yeah, call in and talk to Patsy. She loves talking to fans. And she's sweet as can be, so no reason to be nervous. She's really cool.
Yes,
and,
she is.
So we look forward to this week seeing Shane and Kim.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Bye,
we'll see everybody. Bye.
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 Good night. Bye.